OPM is trying to get you more options under the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program. The agency has asked insurers to expand access to experimental drugs, and it wants the companies to stop limiting what it calls essential benefits, like maternity care. Joining us to explain how all this might affect the health program is Walt Francis, principal author of Checkbook's Guide to Health Plans for Federal Employees. Walt, great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we've mentioned some of these changes. Outline the important changes coming to FEHBP for us.
Okay, I think the best way to think of it is it's evolutionary. OPM actively manages this program, and it tries to ratchet up certain kinds of things every year. So, for example, this year they are getting rid of annual and lifetime limits on benefits. There aren't many of those in the FEHBP. It's sort of on a scale of 1 to 10. It's about 9.99 on those kinds of issues. Take another example, they've already implemented the requirement that preventive annual visits and vaccines and so on be included in all plans, covered and free. But there are a few areas where benefits are limited in terms of annual maximums, and they're going to push the plans on those, things like physical therapy, for example. They are expanding and regularizing, standardizing a requirement that many plans already meet, but that it's important that all plans deal with, namely, if a person is ill and enrolls in a clinical trial, the cost of the experimental treatment really should be, that's separate. The clinical trial pays for that. But if, say, they have to be in the hospital to get the experimental treatment, the plan ought to cover the hospital cost. That's the basic idea. So they're going to make that a little more robust than it's been in the past. They've already added tobacco cessation services and medication, but they're going to include additional preventive benefits this year. One of them, that controversial one, free contraceptives, and on and on. There's quite a few they're emphasizing a cost-reducing change, which is very important to federal employees with these pay freezes and other hits, past, pending, and future, on federal salary and benefits. Big push on getting plans to increase the use of generic drugs, which are increasing as a percentage of available drugs and generally save a ton of money.
So,
also asking plans to improve their wellness benefits, which could pay off big time. And, if people lose weight, their medical costs go down. A long list.
So what we're talking about a lot of things. And before we get to that, what is this going to do to premium prices?
I think the things that are add-ons and improve benefits, I think, are going to have very small, negligible effects on premiums. That's point A. B, some of the reforms they're making, such as the emphasis on generic drugs, are likely to save significantly. So I think OPM is actively looking to see, and I would expect us to see, another year where, there's always going to be premium increases, but there's no reason to think this program can't continue to beat the private sector generally, continue to beat original Medicare in controlling costs. So I think very likely, we got to cross our fingers about this, but very likely the premiums we're going to see next fall in the open season for 2013 will be much smaller increases than some of the past years.
We're speaking with Walt Francis, principal author of Checkbook's Guide to Health Plans for Federal Employees. Now, a lot of the measures that they are taking and OPM is adding to the plans are modeled after what's in the Affordable Health Care Act, which I guess we can presume at this moment that will be coming to all health care plans at some point. But there is the outside chance, or the chance, that this whole thing could be rolled back by the Supreme Court. What would that do to the plans? Do you think OPM would keep all of these measures in them anyway?
I think they would. There may be one or two that would, for some technical legal grounds, might have to change. But by and large, let's go back a step. Before the Affordable Care Act was enacted, these plans did most of what was put in that act. Okay, in fact, the Congress looked at the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program in designing some of the major and better portions of the act. I don't want to get into the controversies, but I will note that, you know, there's no required enrollment in the FEHPP, no individual mandate, for example. But things like plans competing for among to attract enrollees, thereby giving people a chance to pick plans with better service, lower costs, et cetera. So a lot of the good features, preventive care was already very well covered in the FEHPP. I think the big change I've noticed, or of the ones that have been made so far, not that I've noticed, is the age 26 eligibility for your children. I think that's very likely to stay. I think OPM has enough discretion to keep that, and probably some of the other smaller items that are very popular, no matter what the courts do.
Well, with some of these proposed changes, and they're all coming from this call letter that OPM issues to insurers, how much weight does a call letter carry? Is it just a wish list, or is it a mandate?
It's actually both, and OPM tries to distinguish between the two. It's a soft mandate. This program is run very differently than most other federal health care programs and other entitlement programs. OPM tries to get – it's sort of like herding cats, you know, but they try to push the plans in the right direction without writing rules so stringent that, you know, plans could flunk and be kicked out of the program. So I think they have made extremely clear, and they actually have measurement goals. I mean, they're not going to mess around with this. Plans are going to be held accountable for reducing their prescription drug costs, no ifs, ands, or buts. They are going to be held accountable for getting rid of these few remaining annual maximums, and so on. I think this is real. Now, on some of the softer areas, let me give you an example, wellness benefits. Well, there's lots of kinds of wellness benefits. Most of these plans already have wellness benefits. In fact, OPM's been pushing wellness benefits for years, but they vary. You know, there's gym discounts, you know, health club discounts. There's special dollar rewards if you keep your healthcare usage down. There are online weight control programs and so on. So there's a lot of those kinds of services and products that the plans are already have and are being urged to add to. I don't think OPM is going to be like the cop on the corner as to exactly which programs the particular plans put in place.